Well, now Pope Benedict is currently making his way to Manger Square before the Church of the Nativity, where he will celebrate Mass together with Palestinian Christians. Later in the day, Pope Benedict is due to visit a nearby refugee camp. Yesterday, during Mass in the Josaphat Valley, the Pope decried the tragic reality that many Christians had left the region. But as the director of the English programme for Vatican Radio, Sean Patrick Lovett, points out, many people beyond the Christian community fail to understand the purpose of Pope Benedict's voyage as a pilgrimage of peace.
The fact is that from what I've seen and heard over here, the story still isn't being told as it should be. Otherwise, how do you explain headlines with words like disappointed, angered, dismayed? Either someone still isn't getting the picture, or we're still not painting it correctly. In reality, to help you understand the Pilgrim of Peace part, all I had to do was take you with me up onto Temple Mount together with the Pope. It was first thing in the morning. The sun was just beginning to change the ancient walls of the old city, 3,000 years old, did you know that, from creamy ivory to dazzling white. This is one of the world's holiest of holy sites, sacred to all three monotheistic religions. This is where Abraham prepared to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. This is where the prophet Muhammad was taken up to heaven. This is where Jesus walked, in the Temple of Solomon, predicting its destruction. In fact, not a stone has been left upon a stone. Since time immemorial, this place has been dedicated to prayer, to humanity's encounter with a living God. So, why is it the only humanity that could be seen was wearing military uniforms and carrying instruments of death? Why is it that this place of encounter was sealed off so hermetically that it took nearly 2 hours for accredited journalists to pass through the security checks? Peace costs. That's why the Pope continues, repeating the magic words, healing, hope, trust, respect, understanding, forgiveness. If you were listening to the Holy Father's homily during the Mass in Gethsemane, you'd have heard him describe the city of Jerusalem, in surprisingly modern terms, as a microcosm of our globalized world. Politically speaking, it's a lot more than that. It's the hub of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Both sides have their stories to tell. For 19 years, between 1948 and 1967, the city was split in two. Jews couldn't even pray at their holiest site, the Wailing Wall. Palestinians, all 270,000 of them living in East Jerusalem, meanwhile, have residency but not citizenship, with all the bureaucratic chaos that implies. Then there's the problem of the Jewish settlements. Then there's the problem of who controls the holy places, not to mention the wall, sorry, the security fence. Now do you see why every word the Pope says about Jerusalem returns like a boomerang with new and intricate spiritual and political interpretations? For Jews, the Pope's pilgrimage begins in Jerusalem. For Palestinians, it begins in Bethlehem, in the occupied territories. For the handful of Christians left in the Holy Land, it begins in Rome. It all depends on how you look at it. And that's what we're here for, to look at this land from a different perspective, through the eyes of faith. For further developments, stay tuned. With the Pope in the Holy Land, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.